Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. You're in tune with the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us in song and prayer, following the Word of God, have some fellowship with all the saints that are gathered around their microphones and the radios. Let's sing. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And it is great to be with you in Jesus' name. I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and of course, Sister Linda always introduced her as she is at the piano. And we're just thankful that you let us join you each day, and we thank you for your time and your fellowship, and we don't want to misuse any of your time. Time is a precious commodity, and we want to make every minute count on this broadcast service. Let's go to the Word of God to begin today's service from Philippians 1:6, being confident of this very thing, that He which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. What a wonderful way to start this service. If you will, have your notepad and pencil ready for some contact information in just a little while. Well, everybody knows something about Fanny Crosby and her songwriting. Here's one of our favorites that she wrote, My Savior First of All. Sing along with us. When my life work is ended and I cross the swelling tide, when the bright and glorious morning I shall see, I shall know my Redeemer when I reach the other side, and His smile will be the first to welcome me. I shall know Him, I shall know Him, and redeemed by His side I shall stand. I shall know Him, I shall know Him, by the prints of the nails in His hands. Oh, the soul thrilling rapture when I view His blessed face, and the luster of His kindly beaming eye. How my full heart will praise Him for the mercy, love, and grace that prepared for me a mansion in the sky. Oh, the dear ones in glory, how they beckon me to come, and our parting at the river I recall. In the sweet vales of Eden they will sing my welcome home, but I long to meet my Savior first of all. Through the gates to the city, in a robe of spotless white, He will lead me where no tears will ever fall. In the glad song of ages I shall mingle with delight, but I long
to meet my Savior first of all.
Sing it with us now. I shall know.
I shall know him.
I shall know him.
And redeemed
by his side I shall stand. I shall know.
I shall know him.
I shall know him. By the prints of the nails in his hands. Let's sing it one more time. Yes, I shall know.
I shall know
him. I shall know him. And redeemed by his side I shall stand.
I shall know
him. I shall know him. By the prints of the nails in his hands. Hallelujah. A blind lady could not see a thing, from what I understand, was looking forward to the very first thing she could see when the Lord comes, and that would be the face of Jesus. Just can you imagine the next thing you see to be it the face of Jesus? Being blind would be a terrible, terrible thing and a terrible plague you would have to experience. But to know that the first thing you will see is the face of Jesus would bring you hope and certainly help you deal with the issues, I am sure. We need to pray for those today that have bad eyesight. I've worn glasses since I was 5 years old, and I've had some eye surgeries and some difficult times, but I'm glad for the vision that I do have. And when I married Sister Linda, she didn't wear glasses, but I guess after living with me a while, her eyes got to where she had to have some. So now she's got some bifocals. Praise the Lord. Well, let's go to the precious promise today before we pray. He tells us in the book of Isaiah 64:4, "For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard nor perceived by the ear, neither seen by the eye, O God, besides thee, what he hath prepared for them that waiteth for him." Well, let me read that just a little smoother than that. "For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, neither hath I seen, O God, beside thee, what he hath prepared for them that waiteth for him." Wonderful hope, wonderful words of life. Let's pray today for all those that have vision problems. Father, we thank you today that we have not heard and we've not perceived with our ear or seen with our eye the things that God has got prepared for these and us that wait for him. Lord, we're waiting patiently on you. We're even so praying, come quickly, Lord Jesus. And Lord, we know it's you to come in your own good time when the time is assigned. Lord, and we want everyone to get the gospel message before you do come. We want the people all to have an opportunity, Lord, to become Christians and to repent of their sins. We want all that can be and will be, Lord, to be ready to go when you come. We just thank you today, Lord, for these opportunities. And Lord, we pray for those today that have vision problems. Fanny Crosby was a blind lady. Helen Keller was a blind lady. And there's others that have no sight at all. And yet some of us wear glasses. We've had some eye problems, but we can still see. We want to thank you, Lord, for the vision and the sight that you've given us. We just pray today, Lord, for those that have eye problems and eye diseases and eye surgeries coming up, and they're recovering from eye surgeries and just difficulties, differences, Lord, different things that could happen with the vision. I just bring it all to you in Jesus' name, believing you, Lord, to be a great healer. Touching those that are blind today, that, Lord, that they may see. I'm thankful, Lord, Fanny Crosby's looking forward to seeing the face of Jesus. And, Lord, even though I could see and look and have an opportunity that she did not have, I'm glad, Lord, that someday soon the first thing I'm going to see is the face of Jesus. Bless this service together, we pray, and we'll thank you in Jesus' name.
We've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, we will not be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord.
Let's sing it one more time and praise him.
We've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, we will not be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Well, I'll give you the contact information soon. Let's sing together on what a day that will be. Hallelujah.
There is coming a day when no heartache shall come, no more clouds in the sky, no more tears to dim the eye. All is peace forevermore on that happy golden shore. What a day, a glorious day that will be. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see, and I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand and leads me through promised land. What a day, a glorious day that will be.
Hallelujah.
What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see, and I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand,
I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. Thank you for worshiping with us today. Remember the mailing address, The Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. And our website where you can hear the broadcast each day, www.pentecostalradio.org. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God.
What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see, and I look upon.